Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A few weeks ago, I was speaking with an acquaintance of mine who works at an animal rescue shelter. I was asking him about some of the fun and exciting experiences he had with the animals they'd rescued. He laughed and said that he had now become best friends with an emu. And then he said, "Oh, one of the most exciting experiences I ever had was when I held the cobra." I said I thought that was either really brave or incredibly stupid. He assured me that the anti-venom serum was close at hand just in case something went dreadfully wrong. This got me thinking, what would happen if he'd have been bitten by that cobra? Apparently, snake antivenom is produced by using a donor animal, such as a horse or a lamb. The donor animal is hyper-immunized with a non-lethal dose of venom to produce a neutralizing antibody response. Then, at certain intervals, the blood from this donor animal is collected and neutralizing antibodies are purified from the blood to produce an antivenom. As I thought about our conversation, I couldn't help but consider how the cobra's deadly strike was similar to the effects of sin upon humanity. Satan, that crafty serpent, tempted Adam and Eve to disobey God so that they could be just like God, knowing good from evil. But their rebellion and disobedience has infected and poisoned all humanity with sin ever since. The only sure consequence of this poisonous sin is death. All humans are doomed to die because of this sin. We carry the bite of the evil serpent within us wherever we go and in whatever we do. The ultimate question for humanity is, can a cure for this lethal snake bite of sin be found? This question surfaces very early in the biblical narrative. For immediately after the fall into sin, God promises that there will be enmity between the serpent's offspring and the seed of the woman. The woman's seed will bruise the serpent's head, while the serpent will bruise or strike the heel of the woman's seed. Genesis 3:15. Many biblical scholars read this text as the first promise of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Messiah, was the offspring of the woman who came to save his people from their sin. But how was that going to happen? Well, it seems to me that it works out a bit like a snake bite antivenom saves a person who has been bitten by a poisonous snake, such as a cobra. Jesus, who was sinless and perfectly obedient to God, allowed himself to be like one of those donor animals, say a Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. On the cross, he allowed himself to be bitten by the poison of evil and sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us on that accursed tree. He allowed the serpent to strike his heel and bring about his death. However, his death became the means by which God crushed that old serpent's head. His pure blood was shed to bring us forgiveness of sins and life. The power and the poison of sin has been neutralized and canceled out by the precious blood of Jesus. Death no longer reigns over us, for Jesus has destroyed its power. At last, a cure for the snake's deadly bite of sin has been provided for us by God. Jesus, the substitute Lamb of God, took the punishment for sin and its curse of death into his own body and defeated it. His blood covers us, forgives us, and purifies us from the deadly consequences of the old snake bite of sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 puts it this way, "The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses you from all sin." Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon ourselves the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal, through that same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.